Hi, my name's Lewis Herbert. Some of you have seen me talk before. I'm thankful captain at the Vancouver Hilton. 7 years this June that I've worked there. Now, I was asked to speak late this afternoon. You're supposed to hear from Monty, one of my co-workers. He currently has a flu. He won't be here. But he's got quite a few medical issues. Wow, so I have to, I'll put the mic right here. Feel like a rap star. Okay, one of the things I really like about working at the Hilton are the local groups who come in, our guests. Familiar faces, they come in all the time, and they're very happy and gracious with the work that we do for them. As you've heard, we're in the top 10 of many of the scores for all the Hiltons. I mean, Hiltons are there. There's hundreds of them. And some of those, we're number 2 on one of those. I mean, it's a big thing in the service industry to hit those numbers, especially for a small hotel like ours, being in a small town. And so when we hit that, everybody in the Hilton, all of our workers, every last one of them is very proud of that. So as you heard earlier when we were talking, I have diabetes, so I do have medical conditions. Under our first contract, we were offered a single employee rate of $40 a month for a copay, which was pretty good, I thought, until I took that, and it was incredibly expensive because the doctor visits started going up to $25 a visit. My meds, I started spending $150 a month on meds. And when I finally got the chance to switch out of that, I went to the more expensive plan. I think I told you guys I spent $130 a month. My wife just texted me and said, I'm crazy, it's over $200. I'm like, okay. But I do know I pay about $75 a month for meds with that other plan I have, and my doctor's visits are $5 to $10, and so it's a decent plan. But I can't afford to have my family on that plan. The single coverage is much cheaper than having the full family coverage, which is like $600 or something like that. So my wife, she has coverage through her work. She works for Wells Fargo, and it's a decent coverage. She spends about $250 a month for the copay. And so that covers my family. So I'm one of the few people at the Hilton who actually are covered with health insurance. I mean, there's what, 6 of us? But it's, and a lot of it is because you can't afford it, but a lot of it is, like I said, that the people, they're not getting their hours, and so they're losing their health insurance. We are using our PTO hours that we have available to maintain the fact that we keep our hours up there to keep our insurance. I don't have any PTO hours available anymore, but I'm one of the lucky few because my seniority puts me at the top of the list. So I'll work before anybody else will, which, yay for me. But, it's not good for the rest of the workers. Yeah, our full-time servers are having a really hard time making their hours. Some of them have been able to pick up hours in other departments, like the restaurant this week. Are very busy because we have bridge players in there, so they're using some of our service for that, and that's been a blessing. Different times when we have like huge groups, our servers be able to come in and do other jobs in the hotel. But the one big thing, without affordable health care, especially in today's economy, the families here at the Hilton, I mean, they're making the choices. They're either going to pay for the meds or they're going to pay for this week's dinner. It's a hard choice, but what are you going to do? So we definitely desperately need a new contract. We desperately need health care that is affordable for all. I think that's about all I have to say about that. All right, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.